Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Titus chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Slaves must always obey their masters and do their best to please them. They must not talk back or steal, but must show themselves to be entirely trustworthy and good. Then they will make the teaching about God our Saviour attractive in every way. The idea of slavery is so appalling that it's hard for us to imagine what it would be like to live in a world where it was normal. However, this was clearly the case in the Roman Empire. It was simply an accepted part of everyday life. And at no point do we hear anyone in the Bible attempting to dismantle or even challenge the system of slavery. Paul's concern was that Christian slaves should live in such a way that they commended the good news. Most slave masters would have known nothing of the Christian faith, and so the best opportunity for them to learn about it would be through their slaves. Good conduct and reliability would convey an important message to the slaves' masters and show the attractiveness of the gospel. Paul's advice is no less relevant today in the world of employment. Most people, therefore most employers, do not attend church, so have little or no idea about the Christian message. Therefore, the most effective way of communicating with them is through the lives of Christians who work with them. In the workplace, there are constant pressures and challenges, and the way in which Christians handle them will communicate more than any sermon. When everyone is stressed and tempers get frayed, the patience, grace, and peace of a Christian worker can be incredibly powerful. If the workplace is where many people will get their best opportunity to see Christianity in action, we need to give strong support to one another as we go to work. It won't always be easy to live for Christ in organizations which are focused on making a profit. But if that's where God has called his people to serve him, church leaders need to make sure that sermons and services equip people to live out their faith at work. And we all need to encourage one another, so that we'll live up to the high standards Paul expected of slaves so long ago. So let me ask you some questions. In what ways could we do more to encourage people to live out their Christian values at work? And now let's pray together. Loving God, help us always to give our best in everything we do, so that other people may be drawn towards you. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.